Hey there, animal lovers. Real quick, before we get started, I wanted to tell you about TrueNutrition.com. True Nutrition is an amazing health and wellness site specializing in fitness supplements such as protein, BCAAs, and more. You can find pre-made formulas for a variety of diets, including plant-based, and you can also create your own custom blend of protein or oatmeal with amazing flavors such as cookies and cream, lemon cake, or my favorite chocolate peanut butter cup. I use them for my vegan protein shakes because True Nutrition makes it quick and easy to design a custom mix. You can also boost your custom protein with electrolytes, turmeric, and a variety of other add-ins, all for a great price. And right now, you can get 5% off your first order with the code AMAZINGANIMALS. Once again, use the code AMAZINGANIMALS, all one word, for 5% off your first order. Do it. Get jacked, get lean, get fit, whatever your body goals are. Let True Nutrition be your training buddy. Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the only podcast that tells true crime and true adventure stories where animals are the heroes. I do apologize, I am a little bit sick this week, but I wanted to make sure to bring you this amazing story. Before we get started, I do want to ask you to please rate us 5 stars, subscribe, and share this podcast with your friends. All that out of the way, tonight, we are talking about beavers. So let's kick off with a minute of fun facts. Believe it or not, beavers are actually considered rodents, and there are 2 species of beaver, the European beaver and the North American beaver. All beavers have front teeth that never stop growing. In fact, that's why they gnaw on wood to keep their teeth in check so they don't end up with teeth like those gross curly nails you see in the Guinness Book of World Records. Now, we all know that beavers work together to build dams to make their own little pond areas, and then they build what are called lodges within the dams where they live. But fun fact, did you know that lodges actually have 2 rooms inside? One is for drying off after entering the lodge, sort of like a mud room, and the other is for living. So 2 rooms. Beavers have the same amount of rooms that I have in my apartment. They can live up to 24 years in the wild, are herbivores, meaning they only consume plants, and they are the national animal of Canada, which is where our story takes place tonight. See, it was Ontario, Canada, where a 12-year-old boy named Real Gwynden was camping with his mother and father. They were avid campers and loved being outdoors, loved being in nature. As Real had gotten older and more used to the wilds of Canada, his parents began taking him to more and more rustic settings, meaning no designated campsites, no on-site staff, and no fellow campers for miles. On this particular trip, they were lakeside at a gorgeous location beneath rolling hills of stunning trees that scraped the effortlessly beautiful evening sky. They had made their camp near the shore and found themselves quite hungry as dinner time approached. Being outdoorsy people, they preferred to fish for their food, and thus, Real's parents pushed off in their rowboat into the frigid water of the massive lake before them. Real stayed at shore, trying to get a fire going. Unfortunately, though, the logs were too wet. He knew he'd have to wait for his mom and dad to return to help. Real moved close to the shore and called out, able to see them 50 yards or so from the site. The wind was picking up, adding a bite to the cold temperature, and he wondered if they'd hear him over the lapping waves. Luckily, they did, turning to wave and motion to the fish they'd managed to catch. That was when it happened. Real watched as his parents' boat began to rock, as the waves pushed one side up, then the other. As his mother and father desperately tried to steady their small craft, but it was no use. It was too small, and the freezing winds were too great. Their boat capsized, spilling them into the ice-cold lake. Real cried out, frantically trying to find some way to save them, but there was nothing he could do. He stood there and watched his parents drown, watched them flail and splash, trying to use the boat to stay afloat, watched their efforts fail, their strength wane, their bodies sink beneath the violent waves. There was nothing he could have done, nothing they could have done. And now Real was alone, and the sun was beginning to set. He had no fire, no food, nothing. He knew that once darkness set in, he'd freeze to death. He had to make it back to town before the sun disappeared. But it was late. The nearest town was miles away. Real walked and walked, pushing himself as tears froze on his youthful cheeks, as the image of his parents drowning battered his mind. He barely realized that the sun had gone down until he could no longer see in front of him. It was pitch black and bone-chillingly cold. Real couldn't keep walking, but stopping meant giving up, giving in, and dying. He pushed on for as long as he could, but before he knew it, he was walking in circles. There was no moon, no tease of light to guide his path. With a heaving chest and a quivering body, He curled up on his side in a pile of leaves near the lake shore, certain he wouldn't make it till morning. But then something happened. He heard footsteps on the cold dirt floor of the forest, more than one set. They weren't heavy like a human, but rather light like an animal. At first, Real was terrified, but the freezing temperatures had made him too weak to move, to run, to fight. So he lay there, and as he lay there, he felt pressure against his chest, but not painful pressure. It was as if something was curling up beside him, something furry, almost like a dog. Maybe a dog had wandered into the woods from town, Real thought. He slowly reached out and put his arm around the creature, feeling its heat radiate through his body, feeling the calm pace of its heart ease the pain that he carried with him. Then more pressure, this time against his back. Then another near his neck. The painful prick of the season's chill went away and Real was able to drift to sleep. The next morning he awoke with the sun. The clouds had cleared and the wind had calmed. Real took a moment to focus, a moment to realize where he was, and a moment to acknowledge that it wasn't dogs keeping him warm, keeping him calm, keeping him alive all night. It was three beavers, huddled against him, still fast asleep and gently snoring. When Real finally arrived in town, no one could believe that he made it out of the woods alive. The temperatures had dropped below zero, and without shelter, without a fire, Real should surely have perished. But the beavers saved his life. They saw a creature in need and didn't think twice about doing what needed to be done to make sure the young boy survived the night and made it out alive. And that's the story of the beavers who saved an orphan. See, beavers are extremely smart, resourceful, playful, and loving animals. And while their population is stable today, they were once hunted to near extinction for their pelts and meat, which is terrible enough on its own. But when you learn that more than 50% of North America's endangered species rely on beaver-built wetlands for survival, the fact that we almost wipe them out becomes unthinkable. As always, by supporting this podcast on anchor.fm/amazinganimals, you're contributing to the conservation of wetlands, beavers, and all other life on this planet, with 10% of our profits going directly to the Leonardo DiCaprio Foundation, where they're actively working to build a better world. Remember, we are all connected, and this earth belonged to those we call animals long before it was ours. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to rate us 5 stars, subscribe, and share with your friends. We'd love to read your comments and suggestions for future stories. We'll see you on the next episode of Amazing Animals.